Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, May 13th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson. This episode will round up some of the most notable Broadway news from May 6th through today. A pair of big-name movie stars will be making their Broadway debuts in the coming season. Last week, it was announced that newly minted Oscar winner Robert Downey Jr. would lead the new play McNeil, written by Ayad Akhtar, in the fall. The new work, which will have its world premiere in New York, follows a novelist, to be played by Downey, who has a fascinating but dangerous interest in artificial intelligence that helps shape his work. McNeil is directed by Bartlett Schur. It will begin previews September 5th, open September 30th, and run through November 24th at the Vivian Beaumont Theater at Lincoln Center. Tickets go on sale May 21st at 12 p.m. Eastern at telecharge.com. Additional casting will be announced at a later date. And this afternoon, it was announced that George Clooney would be coming to the main stem in a stage adaptation of his 2005 movie Good Night and Good Luck. Clooney, a two-time Oscar winner, will play CBS newsman Edward Murrow, who delivered critical reporting during Senator Joseph McCarthy's notorious tenure. Clooney played Murrow's co-producer, Fred Friendly, in the movie. He also directed it and co-wrote the screenplay with Grant Heslov. Clooney and Heslov will write the play as well. David Cromer is on hand to direct. Additional casting will be revealed at a later date. Good Night and Good Luck has reportedly been offered a Schubert House for the spring of 2025. The exact venue and dates will also be announced later. This year's winners for the Outer Critics Circle Awards were announced this morning. The recording studio drama Stereophonic paced the champions with four trophies, including Outstanding New Broadway Play. Suffs won three of them, including Outstanding New Broadway Musical. The Great Gatsby and the Broadway-bound Oh Mary took home two apiece. A ceremony for the winners will be held on May 23rd at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. Later this month, the Museum of Broadway is getting a bit more rouge. A new exhibit inspired by Moulin Rouge is scheduled to open on May 17th, running through September 8th. Entitled Moulin Rouge the Musical Spectacular Spectacular, per BroadwayNews.com, it offers museum attendees a deep dive into the history and design elements of the Broadway production of Moulin Rouge. Guests will be immersed into the world of the Belle Epoque, the years surrounding turn-of-the-century Paris marked by a renaissance of art and culture, the time period in which the musical is set. Design sketches and swatches of the production's Tony Award-winning costumes will be on display. There will also be interactive set installations, including photo opportunities on the Chaise Lounge belonging to Satine, the show's heroine, and an interactive heart-themed wall. The Museum of Broadway is located on West 45th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. Moulin Rouge currently runs just a couple avenues away from there at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. In casting news, Ariana Madix is returning to Chicago. The Vanderpump Rules star made her Broadway debut as Roxy Hart earlier this year, breaking box office records for four of her weeks. She will reprise the role from August 1st through the 27th. Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, continues at the Ambassador Theater. This year's Tony Awards, to be held on June 16th, will be simulcast on an outdoor screen for the first time at Lincoln Center's Damrosch Park. Deadline states the event will be open to the general public. It will begin at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time with performances and appearances by notable Broadway talent. The event, sponsored by American Express, will give attendees an opportunity to partake in Broadway's most prestigious award ceremony through various on-site activations and photo moments. The Tony ceremony will be held inside the nearby David H. Koch Theater. Ariana DeBose will host. The ceremony will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus in the United States. In other Tony news, directors Jack O'Brien and George C. Wolfe will receive special awards for lifetime achievement in the theater, while Billy Porter will be this year's recipient of the Isabel Stevenson Tony Award for contributions of time and effort on behalf of a charitable organization. Porter is an active spokesperson for the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation and the Entertainment Community Fund, among others. And finally today, the entertainment multi-hyphenate Sam Art Williams passed away peacefully this morning in his hometown of Burgon, North Carolina. The news of his death comes as a Broadway revival of his 1979 Tony-nominated play Home is currently in rehearsals. Previews begin later this week at the Todd Haynes Theater. Williams, also a prolific actor, was a two-time Emmy nominee for his screenwriting. He executive produced such impactful 1990s television series as Hangin' with Mr. Cooper, Martin, and most notably, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Sam Art Williams was 78 years old. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.